From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Bloch.
And I'm Michelle Norris. And we begin this hour with a retirement on the Supreme Court, Justice John Paul Stevens. President Obama acknowledged the news today, speaking in the White House Rose Garden.
When President Ford was faced with a Supreme Court vacancy shortly after the nation was still recovering from the Watergate scandal, he wanted a nominee who was brilliant, non-ideological, pragmatic, and committed, above all, to justice, integrity, and the rule of law. He found that nominee in John Paul Stevens.
The departure of the court's most senior member gives President Obama his second opportunity to nominate a Supreme Court justice. NPR's Ari Shapiro begins our coverage from the White House.
President Obama was aboard Air Force One flying back from Prague when White House counsel Bob Bauer called with the news. The country's oldest and longest-serving current Supreme Court justice will retire this summer. In a one-paragraph letter to President Obama, Justice Stevens said, "It would be in the best interests of the court to have my successor appointed and confirmed well in advance of the commencement of the court's next term." Shortly after Air Force One touched down, the president stepped in front of the microphone.
Justice Stevens has courageously served his country from the moment he enlisted the day before Pearl Harbor to his long and distinguished tenure on the Supreme Court. During that tenure, he has stood as an impartial guardian of the law. He's worn the judicial robe with honor and humility.
Stevens will turn 90 this month. While he still plays tennis in the mornings and his intellect remains sharp, he has talked openly about retirement. He's a liberal leader on the court, even though he was appointed by a Republican president. Stevens always said his politics remained the same while the court moved to the right. President Obama said today he will move quickly to nominate someone who shares the qualities he admires in Justice Stevens.
An independent mind, a record of excellence and integrity, a fierce dedication to the rule of law, and a keen understanding of how the law affects the daily lives of the American people. It will also be someone who, like Justice Stevens, knows that in a democracy, powerful interests must not be allowed to drown out the voices of ordinary citizens.
The White House has been vetting possible Supreme Court nominees for well over a year. Democrats have 59 votes in the Senate, more than enough to confirm a Supreme Court justice as long as Republicans do not block a vote by filibustering. There's no recent history of a successful filibuster against a Supreme Court nominee, but Republicans have not ruled out the possibility. President Obama said he wants confirmation hearings this summer, on a schedule similar to that used last summer to confirm President Obama's first appointment to the court, Justice Sonia Sotomayor. Ari Shapiro, NPR News, The White House.